Each weekday during the month of February, the Jefferson Daily is airing historic African American speeches in honor of Black History Month. This is a collection of original recordings that span more than 100 years of American history. And before we hear today's speech by Dick Gregory, a quick history lesson. Bull Connor, for those who don't remember, was the Birmingham Commissioner of Public Safety. He was a segregationist who, in 1963, notoriously turned fire hoses and police dogs on civil rights demonstrators. That's something to keep in mind as you listen to Gregory speak today. Now here's the host of our series, D.L. Richardson.
One day while protesting in the South, Dick Gregory decided to challenge a whites-only policy at a diner. He walked in, sat down, and ordered some chicken. The waitress recognized him, and she and the owner decided they would give him his order to avoid any turmoil. When his order came, three white men approached him and said, "Boy, whatever you do to that chicken, we're going to do to you." Gregory put down his fork, picked up the chicken, and gave it a big kiss. The men left him alone. It was this humor that made Gregory a national comedic star, and his willingness to get arrested for the cause a favorite among African Americans. Here, he delivers a speech to a church in Birmingham, Alabama, not long after being arrested for leading a protest march.
I say thank you very much, and tell you one thing, is sure is nice being out of that prison over there. A lot of people asked me when I went back to Chicago last night, they said, "Well, how were the Negroes in Birmingham taking it? What did they act like? What did they look like?" I said, "Man, I got off the plane at 10:30, arrived at the motel at 11, and by 1 o'clock I was in jail." So I know what you all mean when you refer to the good old days. And I asked one guy, I said, "What is the good old days?" He said, 10 B.C. and 15 B.C. I said, "Well, baby, you're not that old." He said, "No, I mean 10, 15 years before Bull Connor got here." And they had so many Negroes in jail over there the day I was in. When you looked out the window and seen one of them walking around free, you knew he was a tourist. Got back to Chicago last night, and the guy said, "Well, how would you describe the prison scene?" I said, "Baby, it was just wall-to-wall us." So I don't know, really, when you stop to think about it, that was some mighty horrible food they was giving us over there. First couple of days, it tastes bad and look bad, and after that, it tastes like home cooking. Matter of fact, it got so good, the third day, I asked one of the guards for the recipe. Of course, you know, really, I don't mind going to jail myself. I just hate to see Martin Luther King in jail. For various reasons. One, when the final day get here, he's going to have a hard time trying to explain to the boss upstairs how he spent more time in jail than he did in the pulpit. Yeah. But when I read in the paper in Chicago where they had him in jail Good Friday, I said, "That's good." And I was praying and hoping when they put him in Good Friday, they had checked back there Easter Sunday morning, he would have been gone. That'd have shook up a lot of people, wouldn't it? I don't know how much faith you have in newspapers, but I read an article in the paper a couple of days ago where the Russians, did you see this big? They gave it a lot of space where the Russians claimed that they found Hitler's head. Did you ever see that? Well, I want to tell you that's not true. No. You want to find Hitler's head, just look right up above Bull Connor's shoulder. See, to be honest with you, I don't know why you call him Bull Connor. Yeah, let's say Bull, that's half of it. A couple of them hip sisters over in the corner over there. But I don't know, when you stop and think about it, I guess little by little, when you look around, it kind of looked like we doing all right. I know I read in the paper not too long ago where they picked the first Negro astronaut. That shows you so much pressure is being put on Washington, these cats just reach back and they're trying to pacify us real quick. A lot of people was happy that they had the first Negro astronaut. Well, I'll be honest with you, not myself. No, I was kind of hoping we got a Negro airline pilot first. But they didn't give us a Negro airline pilot, they gave us a Negro astronaut. You realize we can jump from the back of the bus to the moon? Yeah, that's about the size of it. Now, I don't know why this cat let them trick him into volunteering for that space job. They're not even ready for a Negro astronaut. You never heard of no dehydrated pig feet. I never would let him give me that job myself. No, I wouldn't. That's one job I don't think I could take. Just my luck, they put me in one of them rockets and blasted off. We land on Mars somewhere. Cat walk up to me with 27 heads, 59 jaws, 19 lips, 47 legs, and look at me and say, "I don't want you marrying my daughter neither." Or I'd have to cut him. So I don't know. When you stop and think about it, we all confused. I'm very confused. I'm married. A wife can't cook. No, it's not funny. How do you burn Kool-Aid? And you know, raising kids today is such a difficult task. These kids are so clever, they're so hip. My son walked up to me not too long ago. He said, "Daddy, I'm gonna run away from home. Call me a cab." I remember when I was a kid, I told my father the same thing. I said, "Pa, if you don't give me a nickel, I'm leaving home." He said, "Son, I'm not going to give you one penny and take your brothers with you." I remember when I was a kid, if my parents wanted to punish me, it was simple. They told me, "Get upstairs to your room," which was a heck of a punishment because there wasn't no upstairs. And I just found out something not too long ago I didn't know. You don't walk into a kid's room anymore. You have to knock first. Right. So my daughter told me, I'm 3 years old, I got rights. "What do you mean you have rights? You haven't even got a job." I said, "Honey, you don't know how fortunate you are. You have a room by yourself, a bed by yourself." I said, "Honey, do you realize when I was 3 years old, so many of us slept in the same bed together. If I went to the washroom in the middle of the night, I had to leave a bookmark so I wouldn't lose my spot." She said, "Daddy, aren't you happy you living with us now?" Well, let me tell you about this daughter of mine. Last Christmas Eve night, I walked into my daughter's room. I said, "Michelle, tonight's Christmas Eve. It's 11:30. You're 3 years old. Go to bed and get ready for Santa Claus." She said, "I don't believe in Santa Claus." I said, "What in the world you mean you don't believe in Santa Claus and I'm picking up the tab?" She said, "Daddy, I don't care what you picking up. I don't believe in Santa Claus." I said, "Why?" I said, "Because you know darn good and well ain't no white man coming in our neighborhood after midnight."
Dick Gregory speaking in 1963. Tomorrow we'll hear Thurgood Marshall speak before the U.S. Supreme Court on segregation, about 10 years before Marshall himself was appointed to the bench.